听众朋友大家好，欢迎收听今天5月6号的 English Digest。 今天礼拜几啊？
今天礼拜五。
诶，中文说的不错哦。今天礼拜五，礼拜五的话呢就是我们的 Special Unit。 不过今天我们要带大家来欣赏一篇文章，而今天的文章跟昨天的主题是相关的哦。我们昨天谈了些什么？
Well, yesterday we introduced a fascinating new nature show, and it's not just your average nature show. It's called Lindell's Lifeline. It's on Animal Planet. And what's most exciting about this show, Anna, is that Lindell's Lifeline makes a difference. They don't just show us animals in the wild. Lindell's Lifeline donates $10,000 every show. That is, they donate money every episode, and then they show us how that money is used to save animals that need help.
That's right. 也就是我们的主题是有关于动物星球频道 Animal Planet. 在这动物星球频道里头有一个节目叫做 Lindell's Lifeline. 每一集 every episode, 他们都会捐$10,000出去帮助一些濒临绝种的动物，用实际的行动捐钱的方式来拯救动物。而现在我们废话不多说，赶快来听听今天的文章。
If you've been watching Animal Planet lately, you've probably seen the fresh, smiling face of Lindell Davies. She's the host of Lindell's Lifeline, a nature show dedicated to saving wildlife. In an interview with English Digest, Lindell talked to us about her new show. We need to move away from just showing nice pictures of animals. We have to talk about what's happening out there. And according to Lindell, a lot is happening. Yes, the world's animals are in danger. Yes, many of them will be extinct in the next 20 years. It's not too late to make a difference, but we have to do something now. Not tomorrow, not the next day, not next year. Although the future of many animal species looks bleak, Linda believes there is hope. In little ways, we can start to turn the tide. Lindell reminds us that it's the day-to-day choices we make that make the difference. For example, recycling helps preserve the habitats of endangered animals. Refusing to buy medicines that use bear bile will save the endangered Asian black bear. We can also stop wasting sharks' lives by never eating shark fin soup. Lindell realizes that protecting the environment is an uphill battle, but she believes all of us together can make things better. The wildlife of this planet is quickly disappearing, but as Lindell told us, it's in your hands. You're the ones who can stop it from happening.
其实我们 English Digest 特别请了 Will 跟 Judy 专访今天的主角 Lindell Davies。那么现在我们就来听听他的理念为何。
All right, let's take a look at our first sentence. It reads, If you've been watching Animal Planet lately, you've probably seen the fresh, smiling face of Lindell Davies. So the article presents to you that if you've been watching the television channel Animal Planet, then you've probably seen this person, Lindell Davies. We describe her as having a fresh, smiling face. Why fresh? Well, because, not because she washes frequently, but because she is fresh to television. She is a new television personality, not someone who has been on television for a long time.
文章一开始我们看到两个动词都是现在式，一个是 have been watching, 现在完成进行，而另外一个是 have seen, 现在完成式。那么这两个现在式其实都跟一个时间副词有绝对的关系，就是 lately。 lately 是最近的意思。如果你最近一直都有在看动物星球频道 Animal Planet， 那么你可能曾经看过 The fresh smiling face of Lindell Davies。 当然前面的 fresh 我们常说它是新鲜的，可是这里的 fresh 可不是新鲜的一张脸哦，而是全新的 new。因为 Lindell 之前并不曾主持过节目，所以在荧幕当中，他是 fresh, 是 new, 新的一张面孔。 而他常常保持微笑 ,the smiling face。那么他如何呢？他是谁呢？他就是 Lindo's Lifeline 的主持人。
All right, our next sentence tells us, she's the host of Lindo's Lifeline, a nature show dedicated to saving wildlife. She's the host. Well, what is a host? A host is the person who welcomes you to the show and talks to you throughout the show. She's the host of Lindo's Lifeline, a nature show dedicated to saving wildlife.
Host 这个字本来以前都是男主持人，那么女主持人多半要用 hostess，H-O-S-T-E-S-S。就像我们说服务生是 waiter， 以前特别指的是男服务生，那么女服务生就用 waitress。但是现在已经不这么分了，现在无论是 host 或者是 waiter， 多半都是中性的。不过我们看一下这句话，这句话呢，我们看到了一个同位语。我们提到的是 Lindo's Lifeline， 逗点之后看到同位语，它是一个 a nature show。
That's right, and you know, in that last sentence, there was a little bit of vocabulary that we have not looked at yet, and that is the phrase dedicated to. Now, when you are dedicated to something, this is what you try to do, what your goal is. For example, here at English Digest, we are dedicated.To helping you improve your English. Well, what is Lyndall Davies dedicated to? Well, she's dedicated to saving wildlife.
在这里我们看到的同位语 a nature show 之后带了一个简化之后的关系子句 Dedicated 前面本来有 which is 那么 which is 都省略了而所谓的 dedicate 就是贡献或奉献的意思某人贡献他自己在某一方面某个领域当中人 dedicate oneself 他自己 to something TO2 是介系词哦不过我们看到反身代名词的用法是比较少的多半都会用 be dedicated to something 而在这里我们看到的是关系子句的简化
In this next sentence we learn something that's quite exciting that Lyndall Davies has actually been involved with us here at English DigestAnd this gives the piece a more personal feel. We read, in an interview with English Digest, Lyndall talked to us about her new show. An interview, of course, is when you sit down with someone and you ask them questions about their life. For example, you might go to a job interview and they will ask you what you would do in a job or how you would deal with problems. Here, however, it's not a job interview. Lyndall was just telling us at English Digest,her ideas about her new show.
当然 interview 有访谈或者是面谈甚至有面试的意思但这个字后头都会跟着一个介系词叫做 with. You have an interview with somebody. 和某人进行一个面谈访谈或者是面试。而后头的 talk, 虽然这个字很简单但是常会有人搞混了因为其实它是个不及物动词。Talk to somebody, 和某人说话。谈什么呢? About something. 所以 Lindo 告诉我们什么呢?
Well, we read in the next little bit what's in quotation marks if you're looking at your magazine. These are actually Lindo's words. She said, we need to move away from just showing nice pictures of animals. We have to talk about what's happening out there. And here the we means all of us, the entire world, but especially...She means herself and all of the other people who are involved in her television show, in the production of her show. And she says, we need to move away from just showing nice pictures of animals. Move away from here does not mean move your body away from something. It means to stop doing this sort of thing. So they want to stop just showing nice pictures of animals. Now, of course, a nature show...has to have beautiful pictures of animals, but it should have something else as well.
这里的 we 呢不只是 we, Lyndall 跟其他的人而指的是全部的人。我们所有的人都应该要 move away from something. 所谓的 move away 当然是字面上的移开或者是离开。可是是从什么事情当中离开呢从 just showing nice pictures of animals. 只是展示一些动物好看的照片。当然在这里我们当然不可能真的离开啦所以 move away from doing something 指的是 stop doing something。不过 Ian 后面那句话当中的 out there 是 out where。
Out there is out in the world, out where everybody does things, especially in the wild. And that's what she says in her next sentence. We have to talk about what's happening out there. So instead of just showing nice pictures, Lindell insists that her show also talk about the truth of what's happening and how things aren't always going great for animals, but most of all,how could they can be made better, how things can be improved for animals. I think that's the main theme of what Linda is telling us. Things can be improved for animals.
所以其实下面这句话就点出重点了。Lindell's Lifeline 这个节目其实是在说实话，而并不只是 show nice pictures of animals. 重点是我们必须要谈一谈在那里到底发生什么事情。所谓的 out there 指的是 in the wild， 在动物真正生活的世界当中，到底发生了什么事情呢？
Our next sentence is not from Lindell. It's not one of her words. We read, and according to Lindell, a lot is happening. So a lot is happening out in the wild, a lot of good things and a lot of bad things. And that's the focus of her show, to see what's actually going on out there in the wild, in the real world.
而根据 Lindell 的说法 ,according to 就是根据某人，当然是根据他所说或根据他所写。A lot is happening, 很多事情正在发生哦。
All right, now we are reading her words again, that is reading Lindell's words again. She says, yes, the world's animals are in danger. Yes, many of them will be extinct in the next 20 years.Well, that's a little depressing, but that's okay. She's going to give us more information, important information that's more hopeful in a little bit. She says the world's animals are in danger, and also many of them will be extinct. Extinct here means dead and no longer alive in the world. For example, dinosaurs are extinct.
That's right. 可是在这里呢，我们看到字面上面Lindell 先提到的是世界上很多动物呢都濒临危险，处在危险当中。 The world's animals are in danger. 你可以用片语的 be in danger, 或者 Ian, 我们可不可以说 The world's animals are endangered. One word, endangered, E-N-D-A-N-G-E-R-E-D.
We can certainly say that. Endangered as a single word is an adjective here.And the adjective derived from the verb to endanger, and it means exactly that. It means in, I-N, and then the second word, danger. Endanger has simply been turned into a single word that's a verb used often as an adjective.
所以我们其实也可以用形容词的 endangered, E-N-D-A-N-G-E-R-E-D, 形容动物濒临危险或者是快要绝种了，这个绝种在后头有一个形容词 extinct。extinct 是形容词，灭绝、绝种。可是它的动词原形是 extinguish， E-X-T-I-N-G-U-I-S-H， 而它的名词是 extinction， E-X-T-I-N-C-T-I-O-N。而什么时候就会绝种了呢？在未来的20年之内。
All right, now, Lindell has stated there are two sort of depressing, not really uplifting or happy facts, but in the end of her quote here, she tells us more hopeful things. She says, it's not too late to make a difference, but we have to do something now. Not tomorrow, not the next day, not next year. So it's not too late to make a difference, which means we can change things. When you make a difference, you change the way the world is,especially change things about the world that are not very happy. But, she emphasizes, we have to act now. She's trying to get people to do things right now and not sometime in the future.
没错，亡羊补牢，犹未晚，所以现在还不是太迟哦。这里的 it 是个虚主词，真主词在后面的 to make a difference. To make a difference 指的是改变，现在改变还不会太晚哦，但是一定是现在，而不是明天，也不是后天，更不是明年。休息一下，别走开，马上回来。
Let's get started with the second paragraph. It begins, "Although the future of many animal species looks bleak, Lindo believes there is hope."
Hey, Ian, 这个 species, 这里是复数吗? Is the word plural form?
Yes, that's right. Species is a plural noun, but it's one of those unusual plural nouns that can also be treated as a singular noun. So a species can be said as well as many species.
所以 species 当然是生物的物种,但是它是单复数同形哦。但是 Ian, 接下来那个 bleak 是什么意思啊?
Well, bleak is an adjective, kind of a fancy adjective, but it means with little hope or with little chance of getting better. Now, you can describe someone's chances of doing something as bleak, meaning they have little chance. Sometimes we also describe a depressing place where there's not a lot of life as a bleak place.
所以这个 bleak 它是个形容词，可以指前途很渺茫，或者是某个地方死气沉沉的，或者是生活很寂寞的，这种比较负面的感觉都可以用 bleak.
All right, Lindell is being very honest here. She is admitting that there is little hope, that things are bleak for many animals, but there is still hope. She says, in little ways, we can start to turn the tide. All right, the expression in little ways here means by doing simple, small things, we can start to turn the tide. To turn the tide means to change the way things are happening. And these days, mostly we are destroying the environment and endangered animals are dying, but things are changing. And by turning the tide, that means we will start saving animals and saving the environment.
所以虽然很多的动物看起来前途都很渺茫，但是 Lindell 觉得还是有希望。他继续说 ,in little ways, 借由做一些小的事情，借由一些很微不足道的方法，我们就可以 turn the tide. Tide 指的是潮汐，所以 turn the tide 指的是扭转情势。
And then she gives us an example. In the next sentence it says, Lindell reminds us that it's the day-to-day choices we make that make the difference. And this, she points out, is the important thing. What it is you do every day. By trying to save the environment every day, that's how we will start to turn the tide.
而接下来这句话呢，就有一个特殊句型了。这个特殊句型是 it is 点点点 that 的句型，也就是强调句型。不过这个句型是用来强调 Lindell 所提醒我们的这件事。那么提醒，当然我们看到的是 remind somebody something 这件事，我们用一个 that 子句把它连接起来，一直到句尾的地方。那么他要强调的本来应该是 the day-to-day choices we make the difference。We make 这两个字你可以先挂号起来，它是关系子句，但是前面的关系词 which 或者是 that 省略掉。我们日常生活当中做的决定 make the difference 造成了改变，可是我们现在要强调的是日常生活当中所做的决定，所以我们把强调的部分放在 it is 跟 that 的中间。 Lindell 提醒我们，就是我们日常生活当中所做的决定才造成了改变，有哪些决定呢?
All right, let's take a look at some of the ways, some of the day-to-day choices we can make that do make a difference. The first one we read, for example, recycling helps preserve the habitats of endangered animals. Preserve here means to save, and habitat is a noun which means the place or the areas in which a particular animal lives. So, by recycling, we save the places where animals live. We don't need to cut down their forests, or we don't need to fill up their forest or land spaces with garbage.
所以啊，其中一个就是 recycling, 就是回收。回收可以帮助保护 the habitats. Habitat 指的是动物的栖息地。而我们要保护的是什么呢？是这些濒临绝种动物的栖息地。
Well, here's another thing we can all do to help preserve the environment. It is refusing to buy medicines that use bear bile will save the endangered Asian black bear. All right, this, of course, is directed specifically at people who use traditional Chinese medicines, and refusing to buy, that means saying you will not buy medicines made with bear bile. Now, bile is a substance that is made by an organ called the gallbladder that sits besides the liver. Now, traditional Chinese medicines are sometimes made from bear bile, but of course, you have to kill the bear to take the bile out of its body, and there are not many Asian black bears left in the world. They are endangered. So if you will not use this medicine, and if you will encourage other people, friends and family and co-workers, to not use that kind of medicine, then that will help save this bear.
Bear bile 指的是熊胆，熊胆的胆汁应该这么说，因为胆囊造胆汁，而 bile 指的是胆汁。那么这句话当中有一个关系子句，从 that 开始到 bile。所以如果我们拒绝那些使用熊胆汁制造的药品，我们就可以 save 拯救濒临绝种的亚洲黑熊。
All right, and we get our last example of something that will help the environment. At the end of this paragraph, it reads, "We can also stop wasting sharks' lives by never eating shark fin soup." Yes, that's correct as well. It's not that it's such a terrible thing to catch a shark, but it is pretty terrible to catch a shark, only take its fin, and then throw the shark back in the water to die. It's terrible and cruel. So you can help, we can all help, by never eating shark's fin soup and by encouraging your family and friends, perhaps especially around Chinese New Year, not to eat this kind of soup.
当然 stop doing something 是停止做某件事情。除此之外还能停止什么呢？我们同样也可以停止 wasting sharks' lives, 浪费那些鲨鱼的生命 lives, 复数。借由 by never eating, 不要吃什么呢? Shark fin soup, 就是鱼翅羹啦。
All right, we're starting our last paragraph. It begins, Lyndall realizes that protecting the environment is an uphill battle, but she believes all of us together can make things better. All right, this is some pretty easy content here, easy ideas. However, there is one expression or idiom in this sentence, that is,uphill battle. Now, why do we say uphill battle? Well, if you ever have to fight someone, when armies need to fight each other, you never want to be below the other army. It makes it much more difficult to fight them. You always want to be up high. So when we say something is an uphill battle, it means it is something that will take a lot of effort and will be very difficult to do.
就是很辛苦很困难 very exhausting or hard 的意思吗
That's exactly right. I mean, something that's not going to be easy, something you won't be able to do today. But if you stick with it, if you are dedicated, we, all of us together, as Lyndall reminds us, can save the environment.
所以 Lyndall realizes that, 他了解到一件事情虽然说保护环境是一个 uphill battle, 所谓的 uphill,字面上指的是上坡路的，那么言下之意呢，它是指非常辛苦、非常艰辛、困难的意思。虽然保护环境是一个非常困难的工作，不过我们在这里并不是看到 task， 而是 battle。它特别用 battle 来代替 task 的原因，是因为要表示它的困难度。所谓的 battle 指的是战役。就是在战争 war 当中会有无数个小小的战役，这个叫做 battle。保护环境虽然很困难，但是他相信只要我们一起做，事情就会更好。
Our last sentence: The wildlife of this planet is quickly disappearing, but as Lyndall told us, it's in your hands. You're the ones who can stop it from happening. All right, the wildlife of this planet is disappearing. The wildlife meaning.All of the animals considered together. So animals of this planet are disappearing, are dying. But as Lyndall says, it's in your hands. That means the future of the Earth's wildlife or the future of the Earth's animals is in your hands. When we say something is in your hands, means you have the power to change it.
所以这里的 it 指的是野生动物的未来，野生动物的未来就在你的手中， It's in your hand， 在你的掌握当中，而你就是那个可以阻止动物消失的人。这里的 stop something from happening， Does it mean prevent something or hinder something from happening？
Absolutely, Anna. To stop something from happening has exactly the same meaning as to prevent something from happening. Or as you mentioned, we could also say hinder it or hinder something from happening. That's not exactly the same. Hinder means to make it difficult, but it's similar in meaning.
所以这里的 prevent 或者是 hinder 都可以跟 stop 做一个代换。Hinder 的拼法是 H-I-N-D-E-R. Now, Ian, do you want to donate some money to help the wildlife?
Well, I have donated money in the past.
Really?
I certainly have. I've been a member on several occasions and of the World Wildlife Federation, WWF. They are one of the largest animal organizations in the world.
如果你想帮忙，也可以上网收集一些资讯，或者是看 Lindell's Lifeline 在动物星球频道的节目。我是 Anna.
And this is Ian.
我们下次见咯。
We'll see you next time.